Beyond the seven mountain ranges, beyond the seven rivers, in the time that was both day and night, both bad and good, when crops prospered but plague swept the land, when livestock withered but the rain was plentiful, sat the small village of Pickery. It was an old place, Pickery, full of hidden streets and sheltered cottages and secrets. Some secrets were not so well kept. After all, everyone knew that only 4 of the baker's 13 children were actually of his seed. He himself knew that, although he pretended otherwise and loved all the babes the same. Other secrets were true secrets. Dark secrets. Secrets that people would kill and die to protect. Secrets that could change the course of history. Sit down, dear children, and listen to the tale of some of those secrets. No one knew how old the castle on the cliff was. Stories, like this one, like others, spoke of times when it had crumbled into the sea, only to reappear many moon cycles later, each time exactly the same. Or, at least, the people of Pickery could never tell a difference. And for that, they were thankful. The people feared change. Why should they not? When everything had always been the same. Were not the old ways, the now ways, the best ways? But time doesn't stay the same, does it? It moves along at its own pace. You can see it in the tides that push and pull at the bottom of the cliff. Does not that water eventually change the very shape of the rocks it pounds against? If the water and the rocks do change, then why should people not? It was not rocks or the sea that Estelle mused upon as she ran through the streets. Nor was it the nature of time and change. Not exactly. But the way the wind felt in her hair, the way her heart pounded in her chest, knowing that she was going to be late. Again. Past the baker's with the children, both his and not his, playing out front. Past the tailor's with the jackets and dresses on display. Past the small dark shop with the shrouded windows where the wise women peddled their wares to the nervous and the brave alike. On and on she ran, before skidding to a stop at the crossroads at the edge of the village. She always lingered here, no matter where she was going or how late she was. It was from this spot that she could gaze up at the castle on the cliff and just barely make out the crash of the waves, so faint and far away, it was more a tingle in her ears than an actual sound. She would stop and gaze upwards, imagining herself dancing along the high walls, balancing on the parapets, becoming one with the sky and the mist and the stone.